This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Jade Hill, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Jade, Operation Safe Long Weekend. Tess has been talking about it. How did it go for you guys?
Yeah, overall it was not too bad. So Operation Safe Long Weekend, Queen's Birthday, ran from Friday the 11th of June until Monday the 14th of June. It was a statewide corporate traffic operation. The operation focused SAPOL's operational resources to deter road users from engaging in behaviours that contribute to harm caused by motor vehicle collisions. Sadly, there was one life lost and seven serious injuries reported on the June long weekend. But overall, with regard to drug and alcohol screenings, we had 11,634 alco tests for the whole state with 41 detections. But for the Limestone Coast specific, we had 436 tests with only one positive alcohol detection. So sadly, one is not good. We would love it to be none, but it's better than what it could have been. There were 491 drug tests conducted in the state with 57 drivers returning a positive result also. So again, it's just a timely reminder, Ewan, to remind people about those fatal five of drug and alcohol and driving, speeding, distraction, seat belts, and those people that just have that blatant disregard for our road rules.
Absolutely. Jade, it's terrible that we have to have one, but yesterday was International Elder Abuse Day.
It was. Yeah, so elder abuse is a problem that exists in both developing and developed countries, yet it's typically underreported globally. So it is a social and moral significant. The significance of that is obvious. We want our community to focus on protecting the rights of our older persons. So elder abuse is an act that causes harm to an older person carried out by someone that they know and trust, such as a family member, friend or carer. The harm could be unintentional or deliberate. Around 1 in 20 older Australians is experiencing some form of abuse. So elder abuse can include things like intimidation or harassment, isolation from family or friends, skimming or denying access to or control of their own money, misusing enduring power of attorney, neglecting physical, health, social or emotional needs, and obviously physical violence or restraint. So there is somebody that you can talk to if you are experiencing something like this or you have a concern about elder abuse. There's the South Australian Elder Abuse Prevention phone line, which is 1800 372 310. The trained staff there can provide free confidential advice and support, or they can actually make a report. So anyone can call that line, older people, family, friends, community members, workers and professionals. The callers can remain anonymous. Obviously, in an emergency, we want people calling 000 and we can intervene. And that free and confidential phone line that I mentioned is open Monday to Friday. So we really want to see elder abuse stopped.
Now, Jade, one of the things that we need to talk about, cross-border communities, directions have changed for anybody coming across the border from Victoria. What do we need to know?
Yeah, so partly it stayed the same. Greater Melbourne, if an arrival is coming from Greater Melbourne at any time in the 14 days prior to their arrival in South Australia, they are not permitted to enter South Australia effectively. Essential travellers and permitted arrivals entering South Australia, having been in Greater Melbourne any time in the 14 days prior to their arrival, they need to have a COVID-19 test within 24 hours and on days 5 and 13. They must self-quarantine for 14 days and wear a mask when in contact with the public for 14 days after their arrival. More specific to our Limestone Coast region, I suppose, is our regional Victoria. So that's a Zone B arrival. So any person who's been in regional Victoria, which is everywhere other than Greater Melbourne, in the previous 14 days, any time from 4:13 p.m. on the 15th of June, people who have arrived in South Australia after that date, they must have a COVID test within 24 hours and must self-quarantine until they receive a negative test result, not enter a high-risk setting or attend an event with an approved COVID management plan where there are more than 1,000 people present for 14 days after their arrival in South Australia. Essential travellers entering South Australia who are either commercial transport and freight service workers or our cross-border community members, they are exempt from the testing requirement if they can produce evidence of a COVID-19 test or a negative COVID-19 test within the previous 7 days. So those essential travellers who are cross-border community members are not required to comply with any travel restrictions, including those testing requirements, if they have remained within the 70-kilometre bubble and not travelled within the Victorian regional area in the previous 14 days. Quite complex, isn't it, Ewan?
It is indeed.
Essential travellers need not comply with the quarantine requirement while they continue to be an essential traveller, performing the duties, functions or activities of their essential traveller status. So if anyone wants further information, they can call the SA COVID-19 information line on 1800 253 787 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. 7 days per week. Or alternatively, they can go to the SA Health website at www.sahealth.sa.gov.au. And just make sure that they are up to date with these changes are always very fluid. So that's the most reputable site to get your information.
Jade, it is always good to catch up to talk about what's going on policing-wise in the Limestone Coast. We will talk next week.
Thank you. Everyone stay safe.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.